Six U.S. Navy helicopters touched down on the grounds of Haiti's damaged presidential palace today, bringing security reinforcements and earthquake disaster relief. The UN Security Council also today unanimously approved 3,500 extra troops and police officers to increase security in Haiti and ensure that desperately needed aid gets to victims. A week after the magnitude 7 quake struck, killing tens of thousands, distribution of food, water and supplies from the city's airport to the needy are increasing, but still remain a work in progress. Pockets of looting and violence also are hindering a slow improvement in getting aid to the victims. But UN Humanitarian Chief John Holmes insists that the overall situation is not out of control.
That is not the impression we have. It's not the impression others have. But the situation in general is calm. We're all aware there are risks there, but it's very easy to convey the impression by focusing on a particular incident that there's a major security law and order problem arising, and that's, in our view, not the case at the moment.
There's also concern for hundreds of children who are at risk after becoming separated from their parents in the Haiti earthquake. Aid agencies on the ground report that a number of children are leaving the devastated capital, Port-au-Prince, to find help in neighbouring towns. Meanwhile, children's groups in the US have asked people to wait before trying to adopt Haitian orphans. They are warning that mass adoptions or airlifts could break up families and open the door to fraud, abuse and trafficking. UNICEF spokesman Patrick McCormick told Eamon McCarthy that children must be the priority in relief operations.
We have taken into account here that this is a very young population. Nearly half of the country's population is under 18. So just figure-wise, it's going to affect young people and children much more than anyone else. We're working every day to help these children, and especially children that have been separated from their families or were by themselves in the first place.
Now, of course, Haiti, before the earthquake, already had an issue of a very high number of orphans. Would you be particularly worried about orphans in situations such as this and trying to prevent them being exploited in any way or being, shall we say, overlooked in any way?
Absolutely. Number one priority, children like orphans, to make sure that they're looked after. I mean, they're found first. We see images of children walking around by themselves looking lost. We need to find these children. We need to feed them. We need to take care of them. And we need to trace their families if they do exist or some extended family. And then only after all of that will we find a way to give them some sort of permanent home.
Patrick, another issue that has been raised, the fact that people want to adopt the children of Haiti. How important is it for organisations such as UNICEF to get their message across to people perhaps who feel that they want to contribute in some way to the welfare of these children, that they do so through organisations such as UNICEF?
Well, let's be clear here. We're not an organisation that is involved in adoption. Our line is, especially in a post-disaster period, this is just completely inappropriate. These children need to be identified, to be registered, their families traced, as I said, and then anybody wants to adopt a child, they have to go through the government and they have to go through the correct channels which exist in all countries. And that could be something that could happen down the road, but right now, we're looking to save lives here.